Bond was set at $1 million for a Canton woman charged with murder. 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry appeared by video in Canton Municipal Court Monday. She and her 54-year-old daughter, Yolanda Lowry, were arrested at their home last week. Yolanda accused of beating 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton, and her mother allegedly choked the man. He was found dead in Akron August 1st. An investigation determined the homicide occurred in Canton. According to the repository, the three lived together at one time but were not at the time of the incident. Both women will have a status conference today. Man is sentenced for the holdup of a Canton bank. 28-year-old Xavier Pledger of Canton pleaded guilty in June to federal charges of bank robbery and using and carrying a firearm during a crime of violence. He was recently given an 8.5-year sentence. Police were called to the Chase Bank branch on 30th Street Northwest last October 17th. Employees said a man with a gun entered the building and pointed the weapon at them and patrons. Police arrived to find the man with a gun and arrested him without incident. Approximately $6,500 in cash and a handgun were recovered. Missouri parents have asked the Massillon Police Department to conduct an internal investigation. They obtained legal representation over events at the end of the October 3rd football game between Massillon and Cardinal Ritter of St. Louis. Massillon police officers used pepper spray on Cardinal Ritter players at the end of an altercation which followed the game. Police said they operated within department policies and procedures for use of force. Monday, parents of the players held a news conference along with several attorneys. They said their angry officers took such drastic measures. Some of the players suffered physical injuries. Parents are asking police to investigate what happened. If not, their attorneys say they're looking into taking legal action. Remains of multiple horses were recently found in Columbiana County. WFMJ-TV reports a woman who was about to sign a lease for the Pure Gold Stable in Salem found the remains of four animals in the stalls. The owner, identified as Heather Berkmeyer, said she was not aware of any dead horses on the property. Investigators said it appeared the animals had been in the stables for months. The county sheriff's office and Humane Society are investigating. Judge has been appointed to preside over a suppression hearing for a Lisbon man charged with killing his ex-wife. 51-year-old William Long faces multiple counts, including aggravated murder in the November 2023 slaying of Michelle Long. She was found shot to death outside her Cary Road home in Butler Township. Retired Tuscarawas County Judge Edward O'Farrell was appointed to hear the motion to suppress evidence. The motion challenges search warrants issued by Administrative Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton. She will preside over the trial scheduled to begin November 18th. Man arrested for having a gun outside a Youngstown football practice will have a hearing next week. 18-year-old Edward Agee is charged with failure to comply and misdemeanors including inducing panic and inciting to violence. Police say he was found outside a Valley Christian High School practice at the former South High Stadium October 3rd. He left the scene when police arrived nearly hitting a marked cruiser. The car was later found at a West Evergreen address. The Valley Christian game against Columbiana, scheduled for the next night, was canceled. Man accused in a 25-year-old kidnapping and sexual assault case in Canfield is in the Mahoning County Jail. 57-year-old Jack Sheets, formerly of Canfield, was arrested last week by U.S. Marshals in Akron. A Mahoning County grand jury indicted him on one count of rape and two counts of kidnapping in a 2000 attack on a 30-year-old woman on North Broad Street. Sheets was transferred from the Summit County Jail today. No court date has been set. The Ohio Attorney General's office is handling the case. Sheets recently served 9 years in prison for rape and burglary in Trumbull County. A man convicted of fraud over his rehab centers in Austintown and Columbus is behind bars. 45-year-old Ryan Sheridan was arrested Monday on kidnapping and domestic violence charges. The charges stem from an alleged incident Thursday night at a home on 42nd Street in Austintown. A woman told police Sheridan was at the home when an argument broke out. He allegedly threw her to the ground twice as she attempted to leave, causing minor injuries. Sheridan is being held without bond and is scheduled for arraignment in Canfield Municipal Court Wednesday. His probation on the earlier cases expires in November 2026. A man will be sentenced today for a fatal shooting in Warren at Trumbull County. Common Pleas Court jury found 46-year-old David Holly of Warren guilty on multiple charges, including murder, having weapons under disability, receiving stolen property, and tampering with evidence. 34-year-old Choice Washington was shot outside a convenience store on Scott Street Northeast August 3rd. He died 3 days later. A repeat violent offender hearing will be held before sentencing. Work will begin today to demolish the Levittsburg Dam. WFMJ-TV reports demolition began this morning with a gradual cut to the top of the structure. to slowly lower the water level. Contained sediment trapped by the dam will be removed, followed by the dam removal. Materials such as rock and wood debris will be used to protect the riverbanks. Trumbull County Metro Parks commissioners voted last year to have the dam removed. Demolition was put off since the original decision was made in 2021. The Leavittsburg Dam, one of nine in the Mahoning River to be removed. The Lowellville, Struthers, and Summit Street dams have already been taken down.